to Texas. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention. Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show live. It has been a blast today getting to sit with you right in your living room. So wherever you're watching from, we are live in Fort Worth. Drop your location in the comments. We would love to say hello to you. And I am on a roll with dads today. We just had Todd Wilson and Mark Hancock, and now I'm here with the man, Jared Lopez. Welcome.
Thank you. So good to be here. Yeah. It's good to be with you guys.
I'm sure most of you have heard about his book, Dad Tired and Loving It, and he has a whole ministry really talking and encouraging dads. So for those of you who might not know you, could you give your like 30-second elevator pitch on who you are and what where you're from, your family, all that good stuff?
Yeah, I live in South Carolina, and I'm married way up, so I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. And we have four kids, 12 years old down to three-year-old, and we're just, Dad Tired is a ministry we're trying to help guys stumble their way to spiritual leadership. So a bunch of broken men, but humble men trying to lead their family well.
Yeah, that's great. Where did that start from? Were you like, is that something you started when you were a brand new dad or after a few years in and you're like, I'm really tired and I need some help? Where did that come from?
Yes to that. But it actually started in a really dark season of our own marriage. I wish I could say, you know, I had this great idea to start a ministry for dads, but really it came from, I thought we were going to end up in a divorce, and I was a pastor.
Wow.
And every man in my family had left. And so this was kind of the tradition of my family. And my son was three, which was the age I was when my dad left me. So I thought we were going to get a divorce, and my wife, I didn't know this, but she was waking up in the middle of the night praying for me. And she told me that in the middle of an argument. And that, I always say, Romans says it's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. And it was her kindness, his kindness through her, that softened my heart. I started to talk about it. Like, I don't want to be this kind of man. And a lot of guys, turns out, resonate with that. They feel like they're not the men they want to be. And so we now have a whole ministry on accident that we started for helping guys figure this stuff out.
A praying wife goes a long way in a marriage.
Yeah.
So ladies, be encouraged. Keep praying for husbands. They need it, especially in this day and age where we were just talking with Mark Hancock with Trail Life, who's really trying to fight the fatherless epidemic. Men need encouragement now more than ever. And not the man up comments and get your act together. That doesn't work. For the newlyweds, that never works. We've been married 6 years. 9 months in, I did that. And I was like, that tears you down so quick.
Yeah.
So talk about your ministry. You know, when people read your book, Dad Tired and Loving It, like the title is encouraging because you immediately read to it. You're like, yes, that's why I bought it on Amazon. I was like, we're tired. We've got a newborn. Yeah. What do we do? We love the Lord, but you just start to feel like parenting is tough. You start to feel a little lost. So tell us like what your ministry is.
Well, first I would say if you're tired, you're doing it right. I mean, that's actually a good sign. Bad dads and bad moms aren't tired of parenting because they're not engaged.
Yeah.
So if you're tired, you're doing it right. And good parenting is exhausting, and trying to be intentional is even more exhausting.
Right.
But the subtitle to that book you're talking about is called Stumbling Your Way to Spiritual Leadership. And the whole point is that we want to encourage guys to keep stumbling forward. Like you were saying, most guys know they're falling short.
Right.
And what happens then they get paralyzed in their shame.
Yeah.
And so they just stop. Like, I'm not a good spiritual leader. I don't even know where I'm at with Jesus, so I can't point my family to Jesus.
Right.
And we just want to tell guys, we want to point them to the gospel as often as possible. We just want to tell them, like, guys, that if you are buried in shame, you're believing in the wrong God. Because the God of the Bible always takes broken men and women, and he restores them and he uses them. And so we're trying to just tell guys, like, listen, yes, you're broken. Yes, you're sinful. Yes, you're not good enough or capable.
Right.
Praise God, we serve a God who is,
right.
submit, humble, surround yourself with other like-minded guys, and keep pushing forward because your family desperately needs you.
That's so good. And I love what you said by stumble, right? Because you're a single guy, you're a single girl, life is good, your relationship with the Lord's tight, you get married, you stumble a little bit trying to find your new identity, and then you add kids into the mix. And, you know, we were in ministry too, me and my husband, and when we found we had a baby, it's like they become your world, they become that center, and it's great, it's beautiful, but the Lord has to come back into the picture and be the center. And it was so encouraging to read it because you're like, you're not going to get it right every day. Yeah. And hear it, like you see it on faith, get it, mama, you're good at dad, you're great. But to be refreshed by someone who said you didn't have it together either. You're a pastor on the brink of divorce with a 3-year-old and a wife just looking at you to lead.
Yeah.
And I know that my husband, he's like, I don't know what to do. I feel lost myself. And so I love that you are standing up. You're speaking to that. And you just got a work. You just did a workshop with hundreds of homeschoolers who need that encouragement. And so for those listening, could you do like a quick summary of what you just talked about in your workshop?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically the workshop was me trying to encourage the parents that I had in my mind would be just this amazing parent dad one day, and we would do like these very polished devotionals.
Yep.
I told the parents in there, like, not only is nighttime the least spiritual time in my house, I'm pretty sure I lose my salvation 3 to 5 times a week. Like, I'm usually, if you come into my house at night, I'm screaming at some kids at some point.
Especially after 5. Yeah. 5 o'clock is the breaking point.
Totally. It's just pure chaos. So I was just telling them, like, the best discipleship moments that I've ever had, and we see in scripture, are the ones that happen spontaneously. It's Jesus who said, look at the storm, or look at this fig tree, or look at this person that's come. Like, it's always just spontaneous, right? Random. And that, for us as parents, we look back at Deuteronomy, which says whenever, Deuteronomy 6, whenever you're lying down, or you're walking, or you're sitting, or you're eating, like whatever you do, point your kids to Jesus. And most discipleship will happen in 15-second moments,
yeah,
not 15-minute polished times. And so, again, encouraging parents, just be on the lookout for those 15-second moments. Those are the life-changing moments.
That's so good, because, you know, your mornings start off in your head. They start off beautiful. You're supposed to sit around the table with your picture-perfect coffee for Instagram.
Yeah.
My mornings have never looked like that. We're pulling strawberries from the ceiling fans and all of that. But the day's not over.
Yeah.
The day is never over. And I think that's so good. We have a lot of young parents who watch our show, and especially those under 5. What is your advice for trying to disciple and lead in what people call the dog days, the kids under 5? What does that look like?
I just met with a young dad this week, and he told me that he felt guilty because he didn't feel like he was being a good spiritual leader to his family. He has a 2-year-old, or a 3-year-old, and a almost 1-year-old. And so I said, give yourself some grace. You're not developing deep theological truths. So, one, there's so many good theology, little book. The Jesus Storybook Bible is a great book. There's a lot of tiny theologians, or my friends of mine, they do great resources. So those kind of things. But the biggest thing you can do as a mom or dad from 0 to 7 is talk to your kids about Jesus, and you will talk about things that you love. So love Jesus.
Yeah, that's good.
Deal with your own stuff.
Right.
Repent of your own sin.
Right.
Find people around you that can surround you and help you be the man or woman God's called you to be. But truly, if you want to point your kids to Jesus from 7 on, it's going to be your own heart that needs to be, you know, radically changed.
Right.
So that would be my encouragement to a young.
That's good. And even hearing you talk, like, you go from a 3-year-old almost divorced to standing here now, you just started to take your spiritual journey and give it back to the Lord and work on yourself. So is that your encouragement before you think about, am I discipling my kids? Am I teaching them? Like, we have to have a relationship with the Lord. Is that right?
Totally. And the other thing I told that guy was, which I think is to your point, is the fact that he even wants to be the spiritual leader of his family is evidence that God is already chasing his kids.
Yep.
God is chasing him down because he wants him to eventually get to his kids.
Yeah.
And so if you're worried, like, I'm not doing enough for my kids, am I giving them enough devotionals or whatever, really, if you even have that thought, God is already pursuing them.
Right.
And he could say, the scriptures say he uses the rocks and the trees, right?
Yep.
He can do whatever he wants. He could save your kids with anything. But the fact that you even want to be spiritually involved is evidence God has already chased him down. So just rest, repent, seek Jesus, and know that he's already pursuing your kids.
Take a deep breath, parents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what I love about the homeschool community is they are already actively choosing to be in their children's lives. You know, not anything wrong with public school, but we are choosing not to outsource our parenting, outsourcing our discipleship. And I think that a lot of parents just need to be encouraged with that. Like, we're not competing with one another. We're doing exactly what the Lord has called us to do. Some days are going to be beautiful examples of discipleship in your home, and then other days you get to teach your children how to ask for forgiveness and laugh about everything in between. And I think that That's encouraging, especially for the younger generation, who we have to get it right. We don't want to be our parents, and I think we parent out of fear instead of parenting out of a place of just surrender back to the Lord.
Yeah, and I would say too, like, don't make long-term decisions about a short-term season.
Oh, that's good.
And so sometimes the seasons are exhausting, the days are exhausting, but God's in it for the long haul. He's doing a long work. I'm thinking about my great-great-grandkids. I'm parenting today for my great-great-grandkids.
Yeah.
And so just keep that, like, eternal perspective in mind, that the seasons are exhausting. But God's doing a big work. He's got a long story, and he has a good track record. Praise God. Yeah.
Praise God. He was at the beginning. He's in the middle with us here, and he'll see us all the way to the end. So if people want to get involved with you and your ministry of Dad Tired, what kind of things do you offer? Can people find you on a podcast? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have podcasts every Monday. We've done it for 8 years, so we've got over 400 episodes on the podcast. Lots of books. You can get them on Amazon. If you go to dadtired.com, we also have we do a lot of conferences like this and all over the country, but we also have an off of social media, our own little social media platform for dads.
Wow.
So that's just for men. It's totally free, and they can jump in there and just be encouraged, find other like-minded men. It's hard to find like-minded guys. So we have that resource as well for free.
That's incredible. Well, Jared, thank you for being on the show. Thank you to everybody who is watching. Love your heart, love your ministry, and just standing here with you. Like, guys, get involved with Dad Tired. They are good people to be around. So, sir, thanks for being at your first homeschool convention.
Yeah,
any final thoughts on your first homeschool convention? What are you walking away here with?
Oh, these are my people. I feel like I'm with my people. And the cool thing is, like, normally I'm with all men. And so the sacrifice of these moms, like, you, for every mom listening, like, this is real discipleship.
Yeah.
I've been around a lot of pastors. I've written books. I've been in ministry a long time. I don't know if any work will compare to what the moms are doing in the home. Truly.
Yeah.
That's the real stuff. So God will honor it. It's good work.
Definitely. The Lord is, I told my husband driving, I said, the Lord is so sensitive to the heart of a mom.
Yeah.
And I've never felt closer to him and truly have to lean on him for every moment. So moms and dads, you guys are doing an amazing job. Jared, thank you again for being here. And where are you off to next? You're flying out. You're going back home.
I'm going home right now. And then I'll be in California. California needs Jesus, like all the other sites that need Jesus. I'll be in California next week. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, safe travel, sir. It was a pleasure, and we will see you around.
Thank you so much.
Guys, we'll see you in just a little bit for our next episode. Grab a snack, grab a seat, and we will see you back here in 20 minutes or so. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.